new recording. Hello, welcome to the War Gamer. I'm your host, Rob. I'm joined by Mark Wildman and Simon Speckles.
Hello.
I hope you liked the last show.
And the one before that.
This
is the third.
Thank you to everyone on Patreon and Twitch. You guys are great. Don't forget, we are at the Just Play GT this weekend, as Hawkeye has said. And also, hi JJ number 10 and everyone on Twitch. We're going to do a rundown on Battle Mages. Are you excited? Do you want to see their war?
I've got two models. No? I've got two Battle Mage models at home.
You've only got two?
Yeah.
What's cool is basically anything can be a Battle Mage.
Ah, so I've got like elves, the lot.
The whole lot?
The whole lot. I've got as many as I want, if that's the case.
Basically, yeah. If you've got any high elf wizards, they're now a Battle Mage, FYI.
I think I might have one converted as a necromancer, but that's about it.
Right. So, Battle Mages. Where's my thing? Right, okay, here we go.
Masters of the Arcane Arts.
Yes.
The grizzled Battle Mages of the Collingate Arcane summon lethal storms of magic to lay waste to their foes and shield their comrades, or their Russian, and harm with protective enchantments. I love the fact they just stuck in comrades. Yes, comrades.
I know, it's like, just say their Russians on there.
He's Russian, he's Battle Mage comrade.
So, interesting thing, if you want to become a Grandmaster in the College Arcana, you have to study for 10 years under each discipline. And because every animal or being or whatever that's born in the mortal realms is basically infused with the magic of their realm. So if you're a battle mage from the realm of fire, then you can only really do fire magic particularly well. You can study the other ones, but really, it's because your literally magical essence is that of fire, which is kind of cool.
So the master of all, like, they combine all the rings. Earth, wind, fire, water, what was it, love?
You talk about Captain Planet.
Yeah, so the master is Captain Planet.
It's like Captain Planet, yeah.
Fair.
But interestingly, unlike the elven seers of the Eldritch Council, battle mages they're not intuitively magical. They have to learn. And most importantly, they have to focus it. This is the narrative. They have to focus it through like loci. So whether that be a vial or a wand or
something they're modelled with
a
in
sword,
the box.
Or big green stuff.
Or
a snake staff.
Or a snake staff.
I can see where this is going.
Yeah, so they use those. They work their spells by using celestial orreries, etheric lenses, and other enchanted objects like staves, masks, hourglasses, and orbs. Interestingly, the College of Arcana was set up because after Chaos invaded the Mortal Realms, Sigmar didn't want to lose all of the knowledge that he developed, so he set them up to be like, keep learning.
Like a Black Library?
Like a Black Library, where all the greatest narrative can be found. Mm-hmm. You should always get that, not the audiobook version. So
no, always
paperback. Always paperback. Just get paperback.
No, but I can't read very well.
Buy it, and Rob will read it to you.
There you go, that's the future.
Or Nathan.
Nathan can talk to me as long as he wants.
There you go.
To.
I mean, that's not an incentive, is
How
it?
How to much? Make any man wet.
So we can all rip our hourglasses back off those Nighthawk models. All
right. I'll stick it on that.
No! Right. So that's the narrative. What do you think about the narrative?
I think it's pretty standard. A great cartoon from the 90s. Right,
pretty sweet. Standard.
So we're going to blast through this because I have another appointment at 10. So.
Oh, wow.
I've got to do another podcast.
Oh, whom with?
No, I've started a fantasy stock share podcast about miniatures companies.
Stock's going through the roof.
Not a lot of people. It's called Model Floggers. That's the podcast name. It's not very well listened to. We've had 4 downloads so far. No one's interested in that part. Yeah, I know. It's fine.
Well, let's make it 5-6 downloads, shall we?
Yeah, we can download it at least. Anyway, what do you think of Battle Mages, the models?
Again, they're on the same level of Scenic's Guard in comparison to the new stuff. Pretty old school, I would say. They're quite cool. They've got loads of options in the box.
Vintage.
They're all in a similar static. But then you can remodel them a little bit because I used to have Empire in the days of 7th and 8th edition. Mm. You can really mix them up with different staff swords and stuff like that. But they're all like.
Yeah.
Enjoy listening to this podcast.
I do wonder why, if these are all masters of magic.
Hi, Rob. I know you like having me on the show.
I do love having you on the show.
You think these wizards would learn how to make themselves useful, surely? Like, it's going to take me all this time to get mastered, and then I'm going to be really, really old and hunchback. Why has not one of them thought, I'm going to learn how to make myself young, and then learn it, and then look awesome doing it?
Well, to be fair, there's lots of... What is really cool about these is actually there's loads of model opportunities. I mean, you've got the old models, but actually there's a bunch of new models that you can really go to town on.
You can literally go mental.
Even like elf wizards, you know. What's quite cool, Gene Sealer cult models.
Ooh.
They're pretty cool.
The Major.
Tyranny is really awesome for conversion into AOS. Broodlords make great Vargoths.
They do. The modelling opportunities for this is insane, especially with the narrative of the Free Cities. Mm. It could be anything. It could be a Dwarden. That'll annoy Nathan.
Let's do it.
Yeah, but it could be an Uruk. You could just go crazy. Like, it's a battle mage. Mm. It's a creature.
If it looks like a wizard, it's done.
Yeah, exactly.
Stick a staff in its hand.
Make sure it's on the 25 more base.
Exactly.
Thank you.
And here's Rob's modelling where it'll start on 25. Finish on 90. Like an upside down pyramid.
Do it.
Yeah. No worries.
Dread Saurian.
So the models, in my opinion, are 10 out of 10. Because you can do anything with this, like the models.
You mean the actual models, like stock models you can buy?
I think the stock models are fine, but I think the fact that in this design space you can create anything as a model. Totally. So I think they're a 10 out of 10, right?
But then you could do that with anything.
No, you can't. Like, the OCR harvester thing, the...
You wait until you see mine.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's going to look awesome.
Ugly.
Oh, no, it's going to look badass.
The OCR Bone Reapers, you've seen the harvester model. It's got, like, a dick face. It's got a face on its dick. I'm not joking.
Oh, yes, I've seen
it. It's all prison body. It's all heavy on top, no legs. Yeah.
Don't you worry.
Shout out to Kevin Hart.
What, the black comedian?
That joke.
Oh, is that him?
That's a joke.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, prison body.
Don't do jokes, Rob.
Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, you guys.
Right, we're rattling through this. It's happening. Let's talk about... So, the model's great. Let's talk about what they can do. So, let's talk
spells.
About...
Spells.
So, they've got six up save. Oh, sad face, not very survivable. And five wounds. And they move 5 inches. And they're bravery six, but that's not important. And then their staff, they got one attack, force threes, run one D3 damage, so no one cares about that.
Oh, they do, because when it actually kills someone,
it's
amazing.
This is the best.
It's amazing.
It's always good when you go, and what does it do in combat? Let me just go and find it.
So there's a restriction. When you decide to take one of these wizards, you have to choose which realm it's from, and that will dictate what spell it can do. And it can only do one spell or unbind one spell. And it's got, so if you're from the realm of heavens, Azir, you've got Chain Lightning, which is great, and also the spell that's available to the wizard on top of the Celestial Hurricaneum, which is great, which is Itchy Nuisance. Fuck you, Nathan. Pick a unit within 18 inches, cast on 6, D3 mortal wounds, and then for every other unit within 6 inches, 4 plus, it does another D3 mortal wounds, which is kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Yep. It is if you get it off, Rob.
Yeah, do you want to read the next one?
Go on.
No, no, oh, no, no, no. I'll let the map...
Fireball! Ashcliff. The fireball has a casting value of 5. If successfully cast, pick one enemy unit within 18 inches of the caster and visible to them. That's a really interesting one, that some spells don't need line of sight and others do. And it's an important one to
It's an important distinction as well.
Yeah, totally. If the enemy unit has one model, it does one model wound. If it has 2 to 9 models, D3. If it has more than 10 or more models, it's D6. Pretty standard.
So Fireball is the Cursed Dwarf spell, and I almost always would rather cast Geminids than cast Fireball.
Because
it scales weirdly. Like, it does D6 mortal wounds to a 10-man unit, when I'm like, nah. Like, it's only good against Stormcast. I'm like, I want D6 to one model, and then I just want 1 to 10. Like, that's all I want. But anyway, whatever. Mystifying Miasma, now this one's particularly good, and it's cast on a 4. If successfully cast, pick an enemy unit, this is Ooglu, by the way, within 18 inches of the caster and visible to them, the unit cannot run until the next phase. In addition, subtract 2 from charge rolls. So
the issue I've always had with this, though, you're already within 18 inches.
Oh, I love you so much. And that's the problem with mid-range stuff when it's 18 inches. That's in this game.
There is...
Arguably too close.
Yes, because you're going to want to be behind her.
But it does mean even if they move up, they've still got to do even if they're 3 inches away, they have to roll a 5-inch charge. So that does change that a lot.
I guess if you want your game plan to be about, you might want to put them on a Pale Wind, essentially.
Maybe. I think if they're within 18, that's all right, to be honest. If you can reduce it down to a 5. Like, if you're just like, I can't stop everything, but I can make it, so maybe not. So Paladoom, which is from Sheesh, is cast a value of 6. Pick an enemy within 18 inches of the caster, subtract 2 from the bravery characteristics of that unit to the next hero phase. So that's not a thing.
I don't know. You think you could work a list around that?
The game There's is always just a bravery everything's immune to Battleshot, bro.
Yeah.
Like, so it's not a thing. Shield of Thorn, Grand, Realm of Life. Cast on a 5, pick a friendly unit within 18 inches, and then you can... Enemy unit that finishes a charge move within 3 inches of that unit suffers D3 mortal wounds. Really good if you're fighting about against a bunch of monsters. But would I take a wizard to cast that spell? No.
I mean, interestingly, you took that in your Phoenix Guard. Is it just one unit or every unit?
One unit.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, until your next phase. Any enemy units. So if they get multi-charged by like three units, then maybe you're doing some D3s. Yeah.
You missed out Fire's Protection.
Which is the ones. Yeah, go for it.
Fire's Protection, casting value of 5, pick one enemy unit, friendly unit, sorry. This is the difference with Gemini, Miasma. Yeah. It's a friendly unit within 18, so it's safe and minus 1 to hit.
Yes, which is just that's...
Until your next hero.
So you take Fire's Protection, standard, so minus 1 to hit on your own unit, and then Geminids, minus 1 to hit an enemy unit, you now just got a debuff army straight off the bat. Which is just amazing. If you've got a Phoenix knocking around... minus 1 to wound. Mm. You're really starting to debuff your opponent's army's ability to do stuff to you.
Yeah, totally.
Then you got Transmutation of Lead. Cast a value of 7. Pick one enemy unit within 18 to the caster. Until your next hero phase, halve the move characteristics of that unit. But as Mark has pointed out, 18 inches is quite close. But as Stephen AOS in the chat has said, because obviously you're playing with the free cities, you can set a spell portal up anywhere on the board. Obviously.
True.
So you could potentially be debuffing these guys anywhere. Wizard could be sat at the back doing that.
Mm. That's interesting. Mm.
And with these guys costing 790 points and the spell portal costing 70, you're looking at 160 points to do the thing.
Not bad at all.
So half the move characteristic of the unit you pick round up. In addition, if that unit has a save characteristic of a 2, 3, or 4 plus, you can reroll hit rolls of 1 for attacks that target the unit to your next hero phase. So pretty good if you're playing shooting. Because half their movement, reroll once they hit. A lot of the war machines can be made to hit on 3s. Mm. Reroll once they hit.
I think the cogsmiths let you do that anyway.
Yeah, but I don't think you'd take a cogsmith, but maybe you would. And then you've got Wild Form, which is Gurr, a caster value of 5. It's successfully cast, pick one friendly unit within 12 inches of the caster. It's visible to them. Add 2 to the run and charge rolls of that unit until your next hero phase. So if you really want to go get into combat.
I mean, with your Phoenix Guard. If you really wanted to go, if you want to go to town with your Phoenix Guard.
Yeah. So that's plus 5.
Or your Demigryph Knights.
Yeah.
Yeah, who you want to pile and attack twice because you want to put them in your opponent's territory and then use that command ability to pile and attack twice.
Or Living City and just bring them in 9 inches away. Add that and add everything else.
Well, so that'll happen in the movement phase.
Yeah.
Otherwise, great shout. Yeah. Training Post says, I think the new Wild Form Battle Mage will be the most used one. Plus 2 to charge can be abused so much. I like it even more because you can ally him in Stormcast. You can. Mm. You can also obviously take Cogs, so that's going to make you plus 4. You can take Gav, and then you can...
I just like the idea of Fast Protection. Some honest on Twitter.
Thank you. That's my immediate... Fast Protection is Fast Protection is great. So then I just thought what I'd do is I'd look through all the other spells that you could quickly cast and then just see some sweet-ass combos because they're quite fun.
Is it 130?
90 points. 90 points. Mage. Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah.
And I especially like putting Fast Protection out. I think that was one I'd include. Especially.
Can you stack?
Well, I think what you would do is if you wanted to, you would take... you take Wild Form Wizard... Yeah, and then you would take Fast Protection. Yeah. And then what you do is you'd have minus 1 to hit, then early doors, you'd Wild Form, the wizard would cast Geminids.
Yeah.
So then the opponent's against a minus 2 setup. Mm. Mm. And then when you want to charge, he then casts the charge spell.
Yeah.
I think.
Isn't Geminids ugly, though?
It doesn't matter. You can still cast it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's empowered.
Is Geminids actually empowered? Because not all of them get empowered,
do
they?
It's empowered.
Yeah, it's a bigger distance.
You reroll the mortal wounds.
It's not
particularly great, but it's an incredible spell anyway. So, okay. So then the spells. If you're in Hammer Hall, you can cast Wings of Fire, which we talked about before, plus 1 to charge. Yeah, and the unit can fly, so you can double that up as we've talked about with that Battle Mage. with Garan. So plus three to charge on a unit that's flying. Could be fun.
Yeah.
Put that in your Dark Shards mark.
Yeah. Or my Axis Flances.
Oh, yeah, Axis Flances. Syndicate, cast on 7. Subtract 1 for attacks that target friendly units holding within 9 inches of the caster. So that's really good. Stick that guy on top of a Bellwind. So minus 1 to hit, minus 1 to wound, another minus 1 to hit from Fire's Protection. Now you're really starting to get like a debuff armor that's
huge.
Quite strong.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then you've got Twin Tail Comet, cast on 7, pick an enemy unit within 18 as the caster that's visible, take D3 mortal wounds, or they have 10 or more models, take D6 mortal wounds. And that's the thing I think you'll find when you look at the city spells, is there's not a lot of output.
No. I couldn't.
What there is the ability to debuff. That's how I see the army working.
It's like the Legion of the Gash spell lore. Lots of debuff.
I think so.
Yeah, with the odd, take D3, take D6.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't think there's an army out there that's... I mean, other than Kynar Zinj, that has a lot of magic output damage.
Zinj does?
Yeah, other than Zinj.
No, Gitz do quite nicely. Yeah. They can do some spell damage in a pretty big way. I mean...
Because it's quite a unique thing, isn't it, though?
It is, yeah. You're right. Yeah. It is pretty unique.
There's a lot of debuff spells out there.
I think this book is particularly good because inside the Battle Mage you've already got a minus one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've already got a minus one to wound just as a war scroll inside the army. So then you're like, I mean, where's minus one to wound anywhere else?
No, yes.
Like, so then you're like, all right, now I can and Gemini's is another minus one to wound and minus one attacks. You're like, right, I'm really fucking my opponent's ability to do stuff to me now.
So the interesting thing is you've got to balance that with the ability to do damage.
Yes.
And that is the, you look at some armies out there, like Daughters of Cain, for example, that they run forward and just get in your face early doors. Yeah, the blocks might die, but nothing's left. So they've got that damage. Here you've got that, you can easily get cornered with too much sort of debuffs and you can't push your way out.
Yeah,
I think you should bear that in mind. Like, you can have so many debuffs, but if you're not doing the damage and you're not,
it's just going to sit there.
Opponents aren't dying. So it's just to...
I agree with you.
Yeah, you're going to be, you're taking, like, playing Taken Hold.
And also, against some of the big threats in the game, you have to really debuff through to make a difference.
Yeah.
And then Trading Post says, I play 10 Evocators in Tempest Eye with the Vexilar, Aetherguard Captain, Thermal Rider, then running forward like 19 inches, use his pendant to port buffed Evocators wild form phase, and then have fun. So there you go. A bunch of combos, especially...
Do you know, so much was said in there, and it was like an emotional journey that I wasn't able to comprehend.
The most important thing is you can also ally in Stormcast.
Yes, right? Correct.
So there's a bunch of combinations, which, as Simon was saying in the show before, or this show if you're watching live, you can do. But the point I was trying to get at is if we go through the Battle Mages, and if we go through these spells, is there isn't tons of damage. Bit of D3 here, bit of D3 there.
Yeah.
But there isn't the Zinch level of damage.
No.
You look at the strengths again, like, okay, it can't do this crazy well. So what can it do really well? And so far, you chose Fire's Protection. I think that's a good shout, personally. And then, obviously, Beast Wizard with the charging. But I think once you charge once, I don't know.
I'm not sorry about the charging.
Same. So then you've got Anvil Guard, so their spell lore. You've got Sap Strength, pick an enemy unit within 18 inches, they get minus 1 to hit until the start of your next hero phase. Another minus 1 to hit. Shadow Daggers, cast on a 7, sorry, a unit within 9 inches, D6 mortal wounds. But it's 9 inches. But you can do a spell portal and do it in front of range. Yeah. So... and then you've got Vitriolic Spray, which is cast a value of 8. Pick an invisible unit within 6 inches, start the next hero phase. They have a save characteristic of dash.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's an Anvil Guard. Save characteristic of dash. And you can do that through a portal, but it's an 8 to cast, and it's going to be very hard to get any pluses to cast inside that army.
What's that with?
Anvil Guard. Plus 1 to cast from a Hurricane.
If it goes off, that's a game changer.
Now, obviously, you could take the Sorceress on Black Dragon. She can stab a unit and do D3, so D3 plus 1.
Is it just on Black Dragon?
No, you can just have a Sorceress on foot do the same thing.
Yeah,
yeah? D3. So you could potentially cast it through a spell portal. You're stacking a lot of things to get units that save dash.
Yeah, man, imagine doing that spell against Nagash through a spell portal. And then
shooting.
So that's Anvil Guard. You liking the save dash?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Really good one.
Okay, I mean, is it? You know, what are the big things that are going to come out nowadays? what is it? Reroll armor saves for Daughters of Cain?
Yeah.
No, reroll DPRs.
Is that a DPR? So that's not going to.
They do end up with a 4-up save because of the shields and bucklers and the thing anyway.
So it removes a layer of save.
It removes a layer of save, which I think is great.
Also, things like, you know, if we're looking at Uruks and Orcs making a bit of a comeback, they've all got a 4+ save.
Yep.
Fire Slayers, removing one of their buffs off.
Yeah, removing all the 4+ save on the Fire Slayers would be cool.
Yeah.
But the issue is you can do it to a unit, and lots of the units that are being put down are multiple threats. But, you know.
Hey, it's still one out there.
It's an interesting one.
I'm more thinking about, you know, you got like these.
Psychological.
I'm just more thinking, like, what is it, crossbowmen?
Yeah.
Fours and fours, it gets a little bit better over time, like, a bit of a different. Just a lot of no rend shots.
Again, in the mid range, though.
No, crossbows are. 30, or is it handguns?
Mr. Moneybag says, "Hey, I know it's a bit off topic. Would you be willing to give any advice for how to build a competitive Grey Water fastness armourist? I'd love to see how it incorporate."
Well, I'm working on it.
Or basically, the Celestial Arcane plus Battle Mage keep great content. Thanks, Mr. Moneybags. I will try at some point.
If
you made
even Charles Black,
could you make Nighthorn units?
They're 24
save dash.
You can. That's a great question. I'm not sure.
Because they
can't affect their save in any way.
Yeah, but if you could, wow.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So let's just move on. We've got Tempest Eye, we've got Aura of Glory, the Castle 7.
Pardon?
Add one to the attack characteristic.
Aura of Glory.
Yeah, add one to the attack characteristic of weapons for friendly Tempest Eye units that are holier than 12 inches to the caster.
Stick on
we talked about this already for the Phoenix Guard, but yeah. Putting them on. Endred Riggers with the swords with an eighth the chemist.
Wow.
So you got +3 attacks on their swords. Or +2 attacks on their swords going in.
Is that during the hero phase or in the combat phase of the caster?
Melee weapons.
Yeah, I mean when does it stack? It's like some spells.
I think it's when you cast
it.
Okay, yeah. Then you got Strike of Eagles, cast on 7, pick an unit within 30 inches, roll 6 dice for every 4+, take a mortal wound. Which is kinda cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you're not interested in that, Mark.
It's alright. Well, it's good snapping out.
Do you know what they should do? They should read rules out to you when they design them and then see what your reaction is. And if it gets the, then they should let it pass.
Yeah, stick it in. Yeah. As you go.
Celestial Visions, Castle 7, get a command point. Whatever. Can't use them for pine attack twice.
When you've got the two, you've got those extra like hero abilities where you're like the consort or you're the general who's got less than 6 wounds and you can get a command point or a 4-up anyway.
Mm. So then you've got Hallerheart. You've got a bunch here. Cast on a 6, Roman Wildfire. Pick an enemy unit within 18 inches. It suffers D3 mortal wounds. Roll D6 for each enemy unit within 6 inches. It takes D3 mortal wounds. So you can do Roman Wildfire and you can do the Hurricane spell, which is all the spell from in there. And you can potentially try to like implode an army.
Mm.
You can do it through a spell portal as well. The big issues are, it's 18 inches. Mm. So they're either just outside or they're in your face.
It sounds like if you're going down the heavy magic, you need spell portal.
Yeah.
It seems like
But then it's the one spell. Like, how much can you do that? So that,
70
that
points.
Can you only send one spell through it?
But actually,
at that point, you know, you're saying mid-range. If you're, you know, things are going to come closer to you. So this is where I like the idea of having some guns. If you've got some ranged threat, they've got to come to you. Otherwise, you're just going to shoot them.
Which
then just aids those mid-range spells.
Which is exactly what I was saying about my Chaos Dwarf list. Yeah. Like, I've got the stuff that if you hit me, and I've got the shots to clear you off my objective, but you always need the thing that makes them want to not just sit back on the first turn.
Yeah.
So you need that. And maybe it's just a spell port. Maybe it's simple as that.
I quite like the Grey Water shenanigans. There's the battalion where they can all shoot at the start of the game.
You shoot twice.
Shoot at the start. You shoot the in your hero phase. Is it in your hero phase?
No, they can start. They can shoot twice in that first turn.
Yeah, which is quite cool.
It is quite cool. So then you've got Seer Wounds, cast on 6. You could heal D6 wounds back. That's quite nice.
Especially when you're casting to get the... When you're stabbing yourself, get the extra to cast.
You can cast quite well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But healing D6 is particularly good on things like a Phoenix, obviously. Elemental Cyclone, cast on 6, pick an unit within 12 inches, and roll a dice per model. And that unit's within 12 inches of the cast on a 4+, they take a mortal wound.
Really good.
So if you end up getting your caster within 12 inches of a horde, you could take half of them out.
Yeah, on a, well, even like the spell portal.
Yep. Warning Brand casts a 6. Target if any unit holding 18 inches. Until the start of the next hero phase, roll dice each time a wound was dealt by the melee weapon and was not negated. On a 4+, the attacking unit suffers a mortal wound. I think this is a great spell.
Should we take out again?
Yeah,
that cast sounded... a 6.
Yeah.
Right? Target a friendly unit wholly within 18 inches and visible until the start of the next hero phase, so even in your opponent's turn, roll dice each time a wound has been dealt by a melee weapon and was not negated. On a 4+, the attacking unit suffers a mortal wound. It's like a jabber slide.
That's pretty cool.
It's very cool. You take a big, cheap unit of 40, let's say flagellants, you buff them up with the warding brand, and then you kill them with your Gorky on Terrorgeist. And he'll do 20 wounds, do 20 mortal wounds back.
It's got a range on the...
18 inches.
No,
it doesn't have a range on it, on the warding brand.
That's interesting. Quite like that one.
That one's pretty cool, right?
That is good.
That's cool. The issue is you have to make an economical trade. You have to make sure that your 280 points is being murdered by something that's... I mean, it will kill Plague Monks pretty well as well, which is fine.
Yeah. Yeah. You kill me, I'll kill you. Done.
So that's, you know, if I've got a unit of 40 dudes, 40, yeah. 40, or whatever's cheapest, you know, it's 20 more wounds.
Yeah. I've had a question from JJ. Are Battle Mages better in Hallow Heart or Iron Hands? I actually think that they're good in both.
I think they're pretty good. They're going to be good in all of them.
I don't necessarily think they're great in all. We'll try and speed this up, sorry. You've got the spell that lets you change the magical defense to a 4+. You've got Ignite Weapons, which you can add one to wound rolls. So that's Hallow Heart. So I think the interesting one there is the Warding Brand, personally.
Yeah.
Doing mortal wounds back. Living City, you can heal D6 wounds with Life Surge, which is cast on 6. You can do a cool thing, Cage of Thorns, pick an enemy unit within 18 inches, and that is visible. Halve the move characteristics of that unit until the next hero phase, and if it the first time it tries to move, D6 mortal wounds. It's kind of cool, but again, 18 inches. Going to say the word spell portal after it?
No, I'm not. Because
Bellwind Vortex.
No, because I actually think spell portal is a false economy.
Nice, good words. Idoak Skin, cast on 6, pick a unit holding an 18, so the caster invisible to them, subtract 1 from wound rolls that target that unit until the start of the next hero phase. That's the Living City. So you could do Fire's Protection, Phoenix, Geminids. You can have a unit that's -2 to hit, -2 to wound.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's in Living City. Then you've got Greywater Fastness, and you could do that on something that's scary like Drakoths. As an example, because they can shoot then charge.
Yeah.
But then that's later on. And then you've got Greywater Fastness. Mark, get ready.
I'm waiting.
Ash Cloud, descending Ash Cloud, pick a cast of 6, pick an enemy within 18 inches. Subtract 1 from hit rolls, maybe that unit, until the start of the next hero phase.
I think we've heard this spell before, right?
Do we have heard that spell
before? I feel like we've covered this ground already.
A Ronin Blast, pick a cast of 6, pick a terrain feature holding 18 inches invisible to the caster. Roll a die for every model within 1 inch. Model within 1 inches of the feature on a 5+, take a mortal wound.
See, Legion have got that spell, and I always think I should take that one day.
Yeah.
It's never the one it's picked.
I mean,
picked.
Silver Death are all over the place. It'd be good to do.
Yeah.
Choking Fumes, cast of 6, pick an enemy within 15 inches, and that is visible to them. 15 inches. Roll a die for every model that's within 15 inches on a 5+, it suffers a mortal wound. So you could obviously go on a Bellwind as well. So you could have 21 inches.
Yeah.
No.
It's one of those ones where actually I think you either try and do the long range thing, which I don't think works. So you just have to play the mid game, the mid game game.
Yeah, I think you do. Like, well, yes.
That's what you've got. So, you know, you need something for your opponent to come to you, but then you need something to defend, you know, like the Phoenix Guard.
Well enough. That's why I was trying to get at, basically, so far. And then you've got the Phoenician, cast on a 6, picking an unit within 18 inches, invisible until the start of your next hero phase, halve their movement. So, again, another spell, but that's in Phoenician. Phoenix Cries, cast on 5, start the next hero phase, subtract 1 from the bravery characteristic of any units within 18 inches.
Because they're looking at people.
Gone Amidst. Cast on 6. Heal D3 wounds to each friendly Phoenician unit within 12 inches and visible. Cast on 6. Within 12 inches. So
D3 wounds every or D3 models?
D3 wounds to each friendly unit. So you could have multiple monsters, you could go MSU Demigryphs, you could go MSU Phoenixes, MSU Steam Tanks, and then
Stormcasts,
or you could do MSU Chariots,
Gyrocopters,
and heal in D3, Gyrocopters, MSU Gyrocopters, and heal D3. They've only got 4 anyway, but yeah, heal D3 wounds back to them. So you could do some cool stuff there.
It's good for all the heroes as well.
It is, especially things like chip damage, Scuttle Tide that's just been winding you up, or you know, something that's like winding you down. Not too bad, it really is a spell. And so, out of all those, what combos Twitch Chat and you two like stuck out to you?
Definitely the armor one.
I like the last one, to be fair.
The heal D3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you think.
I think if you're doing Elysium, you're going full on Phoenix. All the saves, and I don't think you'll be taking that much damage anyway. I might be wrong.
I'm just thinking of the spell. I think it's really good.
I think it's really hard to give, you know, first impressions, because there are so many combos. And actually, you know, you might be right. If you've got an army full of Scourge on a Chariot and healing D3 wounds to them all, it would be really cool. Is it game breaking? It could be annoying. I just feel. What we're talking a lot about is a lot of debuffs, a lot of healing, but the damage output in there. And looking
from magic at least.
True. So from magic at the moment, it seems to be a supporting part, supporting role. I can remember the Masters last year, looking at the armies which were doing well. I mean, obviously the meta's changed quite significantly, but I still think the meta hasn't changed that much.
I don't know, Daughters of Cain is still probably there.
But basically, it was like, if you've got an army which just kicks so much damage out, you're winning. So, as much as debuffs are exciting, it's not killing anything, and if you're not killing anything, you're not winning. So I think you need to couple the debuffs with
some
with
damage
shit
output.
That can kill stuff.
Yeah, Dracoline's really good.
Hold on. Yeah, but I think yeah, you're right. Like units that can one shot something really where you need to be at. Or
just like the Nine Enlightened, the example of a unit which you can just go through anything.
And can normally survive the counterpunch quite well. Often.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or enough to not die, and then you're in a winner
all day long. All right. So overall, what do you think of the Battle Mage? Do you think we're going to see a bunch on the tabletop?
Yeah.
For 90 points.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think anything with -1 to hit for 90 points is a...
And there's such a variety of spells as well.
Yeah, apologies for not using the lore names correctly.
Yeah, 90 points.
I didn't think this was what this show was all about.
No.
I want the spell. What's the spell? I mean, -1 to hit. Great.
And reroll 1s to save. It can always do that.
I think -1 to hit is the key element. Yeah. I think you've touched on it. Especially as there are so many other armies that have got the other -1 to hit.
Yeah.
So then you're like, cool.
Because Geminids are still bloody... I mean, I added Geminids to my corn list.
And how good was it?
Amazing. Game winning.
Yeah. Right. So you got Geminids, you got -1 to hit from the Battle Mage, you got -1 to hit.
But it's like the -1 to hit like a unit close range, whereas Geminids you've got the range to do, and then you get everything like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's pretty safe.
I think so. And I think the triple, because you're talking about triple -1 to hit there. So on Fire's Protection, it's normally inside of, like, most of the cities have got a -1 to hit.
Yeah.
Then you've got Geminids, and now you're like, your opponent's like, oh, actually. Like,
I'm not going to hit out.
This is, and then you back that up with -1 to wound. I think you've got an interesting army there.
Yeah.
Like, as a start.
And at that point, you're skulking on a dragon going to do.
Yeah, well, that's where you start the thought process off. Then later on, you go for the doing all. Nathan will be like, "This is a terrible way to decide something. How do I do more damage?
More damage,
more
is
damage.
The way.
Yeah, and then something spell portal. Agreed. Battle Mage, the review. Battle Mage, something spell portal. Yeah, possibly Beowyn. any final thoughts on these?
No. I'm done.
Yeah.
All right. Well, same from me. Everyone on the Twitch chat, you guys have been great. You two have been amazing. Thank you for being on the show.
Get out of my arsehole. Okay. I love what I do to your face.
I don't know.
What you do to his face while it's up your arsehole.
It's also weird.
Well, the podcasters are not going to know what that is.
He's taken four. I want to say thank you to everyone on Patreon and thank you to everyone on Twitch who subscribes, helps support the show. You guys are wicked. Thank you to the podcast listeners. Stay hydrated. I haven't spoken to you guys yet.
Imagine what Stay those hydrated. Two were just doing.
Positive victim. Hey babe. I'll be talking to you in but mere moments. Hello, and thank you everyone for tuning in. Don't forget to listen to the Justice Series GT coverage this weekend. Nathan Prescott on the hot mic this weekend. Also Benjamin Sever and Owen Jackson and Simon Speckles. So there's a whole crew ready to party in the bloodshed.
A motley crew.
And then
the Goonies.
And Shire the weekend after. So two more weekends of Age of Sigmar live coverage.
Sounds
Mark,
good.
Are you expecting any of the Three Cities armies to win the tournaments? Yes or no?
No.
Uruk Warclans, yes or no?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes,
Michael's
definitely the Uruks.
The Uruks, yes.
Uruks, good.
The other ones, no?
Because they do well, because they go forward and smash stuff.
Which is the style. I want to say thanks to everyone in the chat. Dave Frazier, Cage Red, Positive Victim, Reflex Dog Training, Hawkeye, Ortboy Phil, Azranka. Still don't know how to say that. It's been years. Charles Black, Tough Lucky, you guys stay great. See you guys soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Ciao.
Oh, you press it.